listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with the mayor for Town of Brome Lake, Richard Burka, who is going to be speaking to us on the project on the Bonfill side of the lake that will provide public access to the lake in that sector. Thank you so much for being here with us, Richard. I know people are really looking forward to this project. So for people who may not be aware as to what's going on, can you just tell us a little bit about this project and when it was initiated exactly? Because I know it's been a couple of years now that it's been in the works.
Well, the Clark Foundation acquired the property and, of course, donated it to the town in 2019, and then COVID came. We were ready to do a lot of things there, but with COVID, we could not. So now we started working on the parking down below. You will see where there's a tarp, and it's all flattened out. So we're going to do the parking lot this year. The sanitary facilities, the building for the washrooms and that, we were going to do it this year, but a grant has opened up, a program, where we could be up to $100,000 in a grant from the government, because washrooms and the facilities there will be accessible to the handicapped, will be accessible to elderly people for, you know, and anybody using it. Oh, that's going to be great. We already we gave the mandate to an architectural firm to come up with the drawings. That was passed at the meeting 2 months ago. In the meantime, we're applying at the Fed, at the government. So we're going to wait for that. Otherwise, we would be doing the facilities this year. So that will be probably next year, because we won't get an answer before September, October, whether we our request was accepted for this grant from the government.
Okay. And you're mentioning to me before the foundation. Is this a local foundation here?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a foundation that's existed for probably 30 years or so. And it's people that contribute money either in their will or whatever. And consequently, the money is in the foundation only to be used for recreation or for the pleasure of all the citizens of Town of Brome Lake. So the community center on Victoria was built with $2 million from CART and $2 million from the federal and provincial government together. You know, they've donated money for other small projects, like even the kitchen at Knowlton Academy, let's say, and St. Edward's. They do so many things, the CART Foundation. And when this land came up for sale for around $900,000, which 13 acres exist, that goes all the way up to the end of Montang and Tibbetts Hill Park. They decided, they came to us, and would you be interested, because we have a waterfront there too. And we said, certainly. So the Poulin family sold it to the CART Foundation, to the, and gave to the town.
How is this project going to benefit citizens here? Like, what will it allow them to do in terms of activities?
Yeah, well, that was a big thing with the CART Foundation, was that it's going to give a second access, a public access. I mean, yes, we have Tiffany, but that's a public access, but it's not. That can be filled up pretty quickly or whatever. So this is another public access besides Douglas Beach. And so there are kayaks, paddle boats, pedalos, or whatever, anything non-motorized can go in there. There's this probably 150 feet of waterfront there. There has to be some work done, the fencing and that. We're going to put in probably two stops there with a crosswalk to help the people crossing the road. It was a big parking lot for the Hotel Terrace Inn back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's going to be a huge parking lot and different levels. And it's going to be very nice. And so they'll have access to citizens. People, tourists can go. They're going to have to pay like they do at the beach and at Tiffany. The machine will be put in. So, yeah, so it's going to be great.
And I wanted to ask you a little bit about the space, because I saw some pictures for the project about the actual building that will be there.
Yeah.
Can you just describe the space a little bit? It looks like it's going to be very modern.
It's going to be very modern, but same time, it's going to be like, it's going to be like grass on top, on the roof, you know, so people can probably be able to sit there. The entrance is going to be, of course, underneath. It's going to be like built into the
basically built into
wall.
The vegetation. Almost.
Yes, that's like, right. Exactly. So it's going to be very, the look of it in front is going to be maybe a bit modern, but I mean, at the same time, with the vegetation all around it and the and the greenery on top of their like roof light. It's
going to
be nice.
And in that building, what is going to be included in that building? Is that just going to be like the bathrooms, the showers?
Yeah, bathrooms. Not sure about showers. And probably storage for the municipal employees that have to keep certain stuff there. So I'm kind of I'm excited about that we're finally going ahead. And it's nice to see that the government, we have access to that grant. So that would be great.
Like you mentioned before, work has already started. So this year you're planning on doing the parking lot. And do you have any idea as to when you expect this project to be completed? Do you have any idea in terms of timeline?
Well, it'll probably be completed next year. Okay. I mean, the last thing that we'll be doing is the sanitary block. The parking lot and all that should be completed this year. Yeah, so it's kind of exciting to see another place where people, a lot of them that bought houses there on Montagne Saint-Jude, they already have a space down below where they can have access.
Yeah.
But not all of them. So, yeah. I mean, the people farther up, Prouty and all them, they'll be able to use that to get in, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a name already?
Yes, it's called Terrace Cart Terrace.
Okay, so kind of going off the history of the land and everything.
Yeah, that's right. Because the Terrace Hotel was there for years, and it was a hotel where people came. You look at the old archive pictures where they rented for the weekends. You look at the pictures and see them sitting out in the front in lawn chairs and stuff, the different levels of lawn. Yeah, it's neat.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention, Richard, in terms of what the landscape will offer, other activities that you think would be important to mention. You're thinking about putting walking paths through the woods, possibly?
Yeah, that's that will be after the completion of the building, the washrooms and that. Looking how to make a walking path all the way up through, right up to Tibbetts Hill, you know what I mean? And people can use it. How people can access also that part from the other developments, Saint-Jude, Cowell, Montagne, and all them walking through the streets and then build an access with a walking path down to that. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
Awesome. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention or...
Nothing I can think of, Taylor. Just that, again, thanks to CARC. I mean, CARC has contributed so much, and to the people that have donated money and the people that worked for CARC to raise the money. There's a board that's still in function today. We're the envy of other towns when I tell them about the CARC Foundation and the building of the community center and other projects, and now them buying that land, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. It's great.
You have a generous collaborator.
Yes, we do, and we're very fortunate to have that.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.